Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1977, computers and robots took over.
Introducing Apple II, the easy-to-operate home computer. Just hook it up to your TV to create dazzling color displays. Or you can balance your checkbook. Kids can teach themselves arithmetic. Or the family can invent their own Pong games. The possibilities are endless.
The Apple II computer hit the market today in 1977, one of the earliest mass-produced home computers. Equipped with 4K but upgradable to 48K, the Apple II could display color graphics on a TV or a monitor, and users could store programs on cassette or an optional floppy disk drive. Add-on cards could be plugged in, and no restrictions were placed on what kind of add-ons could be created. And on the same day, the Alan Parsons Project returned for its second album, iRobot.
We realized that there was more scope for this kind of musical venture, and we developed many other ideas for making albums based on different themes. As Edgar Allan Poe had been described as the father of science fiction, it seemed reasonably logical that we should perhaps go into the science fiction area for the next album, and the result was the iRobot album.
It takes a special kind of genius to create music that you can see. The Alan Parsons Project, iRobot, directed by a visionary with a totally unique vision. When Alan Parsons engineered the Beatles' Abbey Road and produced Al Stewart's Year of the Cat and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, he was preparing for a future that would transcend time. iRobot, the Alan Parsons Project on Arista Records and GRT Tapes, a rock masterpiece in colors you've never heard before.
Originally meant to be a rock music reinterpretation of Isaac Asimov's novel, Asimov declined to give his permission, so the album took on a new but familiar theme, the rise of machines leading to the fall of man. Arriving just weeks after Star Wars, Parsons' sci-fi rock opera hit just the right note. In 1980, the Soviet Union launched a new generation of Soyuz spacecraft, Soyuz T-2, with two cosmonauts bound for space station Salyut 6. The Soyuz T capsule was capable of automated rendezvous and docking with the Salyut stations, removing pilot error as a factor that had led to several expensive mission failures in the past decade. In 1991, Space Shuttle Columbia lifted off with a crew that was, for the first time, almost 50% female. The flight was devoted to biology experiments, the first dedicated life sciences mission since the days of Skylab. On this day in 2012, science fiction author Ray Bradbury died. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. Thelogbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.